Quiet neighbourhood in East London. St Stephen's Primary School has attracted worldwide attention and mounting criticism after its decision to ban students from wearing hijab and for discouraging them to fast during the holy month of Ramadan. On Thursday, local councillors signed a letter condemning the hijab ban, and a petition launched on Wednesday is gaining momentum with over 19,000 signatures so far. The school, which is regarded as the best school for children in the country, stated earlier this week that it had banned the hijab for girls under 8 on the grounds of health and safety and integration issues. At a time of heightening Islamophobia and racial tensions in this country, many British Muslims already feel victimized, intimidated and threatened when practicing their faith. It's feared that this school's decision will make others follow suit and stoke more flames of hatred and division.
So I think we've got to look at the reasons that have actually been given for the ban of the hijab, which was to say that we, our children and the children from this school, are not integrating with the British values. So firstly, who defines the British values? And wearing a hijab, are we saying that is contradictory to the British values? Because the British value is quite clear, which is to say that there is Equality Act and everyone is allowed to practice the free faith in this country.
Being a British Muslim myself, who live by British values and my religious and cultural values, in the sort of generation we're living in, is she going to trendset across the country?
Late on Friday, after facing intensifying pressure, the school chairman, Arif Kawi, resigned. Kawi had also come under fire for harbouring Islamophobic views online.
Arif Kawi, who is the governor, put on his Facebook that I am determined to lead a crusade to end the Islamization of British schools and to integrate these people into British society. It is Islamophobic as well, self-inflicted Islamophobia when claiming you're Muslim yourself.
As the reputation of the prestigious school hangs in the balance, it's expected that Muslim community backlash and media scrutiny will force the school to reverse its hijab ban decision. Camelia Shambayati, Press TV, London.